No. We tried to use the IEEE ASSP transactions. That was by far, you know, we encouraged that. We encouraged it in every way we could. We tried to influence all the editors by saying that we tried to make sure that the editors were people who understood the field well, or were one of us, in fact, for the most part. We tried to make sure the editors were real editors and not just order takers. So, for example, we would ask the editors to come to our meetings and say, who are you inviting to give tutorial papers? What do you think of the key? You know, don't just be the person who, you know, was chosen. We published our own stuff, the books, the IEEE, the terminology paper, the program book. When we did the literature kind of thing, that was our, it started off as a sanity check for us. Are we really covering the field right? Are we not missing things? What we most worried about, are we too inbred? So, for example, as I said, it was MIT, Lincoln Lab, and Dell Labs was the heart of it. We did everything we could to start adding, but of course, with meeting every 6 weeks on the East Coast, made it real hard. So, for example, we brought in some California people from time to time. They didn't stay. They weren't the key out people in the field, and that's just the reality of it. Okay, this is where it was. But we worried about being inbred. That was one of our biggest worries. We all knew each other. We all worked together, and it really does lead to being inbred. And there's both good and bad. Okay, and we worried about it. We never really resolved that. And the bottom line is, we convinced ourselves we had all the right people all the time. Stop worrying about it. That was the bottom line. But that was a fear, that we were inbred, that we didn't have any of the West Coast people. Well, who were the West Coast people we didn't have? We didn't, you know, you could name names, but they just weren't of the same stature in the field. And again, I'll give you this list, but I thought, what are the workshops? I gave you the history paper, and Ron Schaefer gave a historical talk at Last ICAST, if you can get hold of that. Okay? Most influential people. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is almost, now Peter Lewis and Peter Welch were never on the committee, but they worked with Jim Cooley. But everyone else was on the committee that I named. And in fact, I named the committee because I added that afterwards. Okay. Unified View. My first book I did with Ben, we spent, I'd say, the better part of a week trying to figure out what's the unified view of the field. To figure out, you know, what's an offshoot, what's not, and how to organize the book. So that's a good one. Then I have the early DSP books, you know, The Raider and Gold, the Oppenheim and Schaefer, my book with Gold, and the IEEE. The beginnings. I mentioned events. Well, you know, Ken Stieglitz and a guy named Alan Gibbs in Australia had actually written papers even before this period in the early 60s on linear time digital linear time invariant systems. Okay? It's the fundamental basis for DSP, and in fact, every textbook has, you know, digital systems, you know, kind of a front end. People worked on digital filter design, analog design methods, digital design methods. I even brought back some of my early things I looked at. There's a guy at GE named Marcel Martin who really just thought of numerical filtering. He didn't call it digital filtering, he said numerical filtering. And of course, what were they doing? They're taking lists of numbers and figuring out how do you go out and process them. So, you know, some of the very, like people, you ever see the stock market ticker things and they show a smoothing? That's a numerical filter. They didn't think of digital filtering, they didn't think of signals or anything. They said, if I got bank rate failure date, I don't want to look at any of these specifics, I want to look at the trends. They used to use numerical filters. He was an example of one of those things. There was a guy named Tony Constantinides in England who looked at those, and the signal flow designs, this is a paper I mentioned. Then there was the FFT methods and spectrum analysis, the CHIRP-C transform work that was done, spectral analysis based on FFT, number theoretic FFT, and nonlinear methods. Mm-hmm. Finite word length effects, that's one of the things we argued a lot about. You know, what if you get finite register, Randolph noise, etc. Then it started, these are the things that you said, what about two-dimensional or multidimensional? Mm-hmm. We said, we're speech and radar people, these are all kind of one-dimensional. But then all of a sudden came the oil people, the oil exploration, and they're putting sensors, you know, and they're looking at 3D, mm-hmm. Okay? And we had a lot. We started bringing some of these people in, but we never quite made that through. The hardware was one of these things, but hardware goes off in its own direction.